Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's me, 747, a.k.a. O. This is the Real Talk Show. I'm your host. Make sure you're telling all your friends that this is the place to be. Dial 646-200-0883 and make sure you press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Tonight, we will be speaking on, I don't know, a couple of things in the Bible that we never, that your pastors never said, but it was there and you never paid attention to it because you were a kid. Yes, you were a kid. And that is exactly why you never even listened enough to pay attention to the nasty stuff that was really, really going on, and the words that you did not know meant the thing, because nowadays, you know, things have changed, so we say different things. This is also Neo Soul Night. Yes, tonight the music thing will be Neo Soul. I love Neo Soul. If anyone is into any type of real music, you have to love Neo Soul. Not saying that gospel is nothing wrong with that, but I'm just letting you know. If you're in harmony and you love gospel, you might as well know that you need to be loving Neo Soul too, because Neo Soul says a lot of things. So tonight will be a lot of Bible things. If you're not religious, that's still cool, because we're going to be talking about stories. And remember, I'm not a pastor. I am not a preacher. So I'm going to say it in the 747's way to explain it the way that I would say it. And, you know, I may make up words. Hey, it doesn't matter. You know what I meant. I made the word up. Whatever it sounded like to you and whatever it may have computed in your brain, that's exactly what I meant. So I guess what I'm going to do is start off a little teaser and get you a little bit of this Neo Soul. This is Bilal. I don't know if you remember him, but, yes, these are all Neo Soul artists tonight. So we're going to pop it off with some Bilal and get y'all all warmed up and tingly inside in the bottom of your extra.
Hollywood,
if you're just tuning in, we was just letting you know that was Bilal Hollywood. This is Neo Soul Night. This is the 747, a.k.a. a Real Talk Show. And I'm your host, 747. Make sure you tell all your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about some stories that was in the Bible. And being that I'm controversial, you know, I like to make problems. I like to tell people the real truth. I am not a pastor. I am not a preacher. I am not one that's just out there trying to tell you the Bible, tell you the Bible. I'm just going to let you know what was there and just tell you what it is. Not trying to change nothing in your mind. I'm just telling you what you supposedly saw in there, but you never paid attention because you were kids. First of all, tonight we will be talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. If you know anything about that, I'm letting you all know tonight that it was not, quote, unquote, was not a gay city. That is not what it was. No matter what you believe, that is not what it was. That is what we may have said it was, and that's what we say today just to point fingers. But that truly was not what that city was. And we're going to talk about that tonight, but we're going to stay all in Genesis tonight because I know all you Bible people out there say, oh, I know my Bible, I know my Bible. I'm making it real simple so no one at all has to even go looking around for something they claim they never read or don't know. I even got the area where you can even find it just for you who say, I think he's lying. Okay, for you atheists who say I am lying, that's cool too because these stories is just like Santa Claus. So if you would like to believe and say, hey, happy Santa Claus to the kids and all these Merry Christmas things, yeah, you may not celebrate it, but you know you buy your kids things. So being that you do that, believe these stories as, I don't know, fairy tales if you don't believe. We all that do believe them, hey, I'm just going to explain to you what you already know and just never really thought about. We're going to already start from quote, unquote, Genesis. Yes, Adam and Eve. But before we do that, remember, make sure you're calling and telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. This is Neo Soul Night. I do see I have a lot of people that's calling in right now. Now, remember, you have to press 1. I know a lot of you are just sitting there and want to listen. Hey, I love Wallflowers. But this is the only place, even if it's not on the topic, if you want to vent and get that mess off your chest, let me know. And we're going to get it all off your chest, everything. And if you got big-breasted sis, we're going to squirt them suckers out, too, and have smiley faces on all the stuff that you had that was in your mind that made you bad. Yes, we're going to be friends with you and all of you. Fellas, this is one of those days and one of those stations that no matter what you want to say, you can say it. Even if I'm a basher, I bash the guys, I bash the women. So I'm going to talk junk to the guys about what they do because I talk junk about myself. So remember that. Whenever I'm pointing my finger, I'm sometimes talking about myself to help myself. This is just a helping page that we all need to read, okay? The 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host, and this is Neo Soul Night. If you don't listen to Neo Soul, then I'm going to have to start you with someone who actually is a Neo Soul singer. Matter of fact, let's not go to them. We're going to go to someone who everybody knows. All you that don't know what Neo Soul is, you tell me what this is, buddy. 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Got big balls! Yeah.
What you're thinking now, and if I'm what you needed, I need some kind of sign. Let me know, 'cause I can't read your mind. Are nothing shows through. Won't show what you're feeling now. And you like to keep keeping me here in my mind. I can't see through your heart. Let me
Show. I'm your host, 747. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883. And if you press 1, yes, you can talk to me. Tonight is Neo Soul Night. So if you're not into Neo Soul, stay on here. And at the end, I won't have any more Neo Soul. Thank you for all the ratings that you have given me to wait on that. But what I like to tell everybody tonight, we want to talk about a couple of stories that I personally had just popped in my head last week, and I figured, hey, I'm going to talk about it. I talked to my advisor, Lamac Escobar. Yes, I'd like to give a shout-out to Lamac Escobar, who actually knows and pays attention to these things. So I did have a consultant to get some of my facts and get all my numbers together. You know, you had to put them in numbers, so you put them in order. I'm only going to stay in one book because it's hard to go through all them books, isn't it? I know a lot of you say you go to church, but you only go to church for Easter and funerals, anything that has to do with refreshment. So I know that's what's going on with some of you so-called church people, and some of you just go on Sunday because you got to feel better because you know you did all that dirt the night before. I know you did because I saw you there. Hey, I ain't say I went to church. I went to work that day, but I know you were there that night. Anyway, yes, tonight we're going to talk about Adam and Eve. We're also going to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, the part that no one ever really knew. It really wasn't quote-unquote, a gay city. We just always said it was. It actually said it was wickedness there. And I'm going to tell you what's going on now that makes it the same today. And it doesn't have nothing to really do with gay or bi. None of that will be done tonight. I'm trying to explain to everyone, you might have to take that out your head for tonight because a lot of the fingers that we pointing are the wrong fingers being pointed at things. Like a lot of the words that we use are being used wrong. Like whore. Did you know that whore is a man's name, not a woman. Whore was a whoremonger. You never paid attention to those days when they used to tell you those words, you're an old whoremonger, because women really weren't, they really weren't put here to do other than what we say, how you say, do things with. When we put them there, they were here for companions. So what we decided to do is make words. Prostitute couldn't have been a woman's name, really, could it? Because then, back in those days, women were just used to make babies. Women were just used to be words like concubines, not prostitutes. Prostitute is when you're getting paid, which made those men then were prostitutes. Just make sure you look up the words now. I don't want you just to believe. I just want you to find origins and things and really see really what's going on. That they changed a lot of things just to compensate. Just like Valentine's Day, remember I said that. They changed a lot of things just to compensate what they really wanted to be going on. So all you fellas is out there calling women prostitutes, remember, men were the prostitutes. And whoremongers were men also. Whore, we just took it off because we tried to flip it on the ladies. Ladies, you're never whore. Remember that. That's just like someone calling you a bitch. You're not bitches. We just use those great words because that's the first that comes to mind. We don't mean it, and sometimes we do, but those of us that don't mean it, it just slips because it's just so easy. I mean, it's only one syllable, so it makes it real simple to say. Motherfucker and things, those words is like a lot of syllables, and some of us stutter, so we can't get all those syllables out. So that is exactly why we say bitch and whores and things. But you fellas, you are wrong when you're saying that because you're talking about yourself. Just letting you know early. Not saying that you feel that way, but hey, brother, the origin is where it comes from, and when it comes out your mouth, you're just saying it on yourself. So make sure you know what you're talking about before you start saying things. Oh, I thought of something else I meant to tell y'all. Anyone who uses the word ratchet is ratchet somewhere in their life now. That's just not a word that you just come up and say. Just letting y'all know that's just off subject. Just letting you know a lot of these words that we're making up and things, only certain people are going to use those type of words because, hey, that's you. And that's why you understand words like that. This is Neo Soul Night. I do know I got ENT online. I got them saying some things. They got everybody together. They got some thoughts on this Bible thing, and tonight's just going to be, hey, whatever questions, I can't answer them because I'm only talking about the stories that I'm talking about. I'm talking about Adam and Eve. I'm talking about Solomon with Lot and his two daughters. This is not a gay show. This is a show about incest, Lot messing with his daughters. You never knew that, did you? It's in the Bible. And, yes, it's right there in your face, but you never paid attention of it. All they ever made sure that the pastors let you know was about this wife that turned around and became a pillar of salt. Now, everyone on that pillar of salt thing, all I would like to say is the reason that she turned around, because she was nosy. Her ass wanted to see some, and she saw some. She saw a whole pillar of salt in her motherfucking eyes, and her ass was salt. Yes. Salty. That's what she get for being nosy. Now, all you women, that when the man told you not to do something, and sometimes he's right. Most of the time he's right if it comes up to being something, if he's a good one, like y'all claim y'all may have. If he's a good one and he said not to do it, why for some reason you feel like that you still have to do that? Remember, being nosy is what makes your ass salty. Just a thought. This is the 747 AKA O Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you like to talk to me. It's Neo Soul Night. When I come back, I'm going to go and talk to 103 and see what's going on with them and how they feel about tonight, because tonight is just going to be one of those nights where we may get wild, we may get happy, but through it all, we're going to learn some and be friends all about it. Let's be real, people. 747 AKA O Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm going to drill it in your damn brains, bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. If we make each other happy, then we just can't lose. I don't mean to be that content. I might sound like like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, my black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, you're my super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open, my baby love. Jones and fiending under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. Seem, baby, I need you. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Your flavor is the sweetest thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high.
Single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world. 5 stars, you're your soul gourmet girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. You're rich like a diver, boy, you're just so sexy.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up.
Pastor, I'm no priest, I am not preaching any sermon. Letting you all know before you come in, well, why is this? And why they did this? And why they did that? I'm going to say, I don't know, bitch. What your ass need to do is go ask the pastor about that. I just told you 2 and 3 times on my show that I don't speak none of that pastor and sermon and things, so you asking the wrong person. I'm telling you what came to me when it was sitting here in my face and I started thinking. If you had thought about it, you would have understood the same thing. But, hey, Adam and Eve. Everyone knows or has heard the story, Adam, the first man, and Eve, the first woman, and all this, they had Cain and Abel, the sons, and Cain killed Abel and all these other things. Well, what I really want to tell you about that is, now remember, those of you who are believers, yes, I do believe in God. Can't help that, I just do. Those of you who are believers, for this show, I'm letting you know already, okay, Adam, first man, Eve, first woman. Now, remember, in order for the word to be used as the first, there had to have been a second. There had to have been a third, and so forth and so on. A lot of times when you're reading in the Bible or you're being told in these sermons, they're not really telling you. They just let you go out there blind and clueless, like, ooh, my bad, my bad. They don't just tell you the logical, straight-up truth to what you need to be listening to, what you need to know to help you and what they say, your spirit. We say your spirit, to help your spirit. So I'm trying to figure it out myself, so this is how we're going to do this thing. Adam could not be the first unless there was another and another. God did everything in two. Remember that. Yes, we asked. We asked for that companion. Ladies, we asked for you. Fellas, yeah, we asked for her. Yes, we did. Also, ladies, this is going to be the funny part about that. You ever wonder why men go outside of races and things of different colors? Now, this is just a thought. Now, on this planet, darker the man, if he's a good one, the darker the man, I'm going to say it the way y'all want to hear it, the darker that man, the better he makes things happen, gets it right, like that African Mandingo, which y'all claim y'all wants to be with, the darker the man. That dark skin, now remember, we say that dark skin comes from the clay that God made of Adam and his frame, his body. Now, if that is true, if the dark man was the man that was so-called first, and he took the rib, which is white, from that man and made that woman lighter. Not saying that's what he's supposed to be with, not saying that she was not dark, just saying if we go in by the color of what we were made of, it's just instinctive for that dark man, for some reason, just to be attracted to that lighter woman. Not saying it's right, ladies and men. Just saying. Now, Adam and his Eve, they did this thing, you know, and everything, but we want to get, before we get to the kids and stuff, what I want to talk about really is when Adam and Eve was in this old place, he put them there, they were butt, Buddha ass, dick dangling, pussy drangling, all around, nothing on. And they didn't know it. Titties everywhere. And then nobody had nothing to say about it. Like, ooh, she got titties and shit. Oh, okay, no problem. Ooh, it's dick dangling. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that one was going on. The funny part about that is she was happy. Now, a lot of you ladies, remember, men, we are the same, have always been the same. We have never evolved from nothing. If anything, we have reduced. So, ladies, if you have, which you have, evolved, you really don't understand why we're the way we are. We don't really need all that other stuff that you be trying to add to the relationship. When the relationship was good, it was when you were doing what you felt. You and him, happy, happy. What happened, though, you changed it. Now, fellas, we still got to do right. Now, this Adam and Eve thing, now, she did eat of this fruit. Now, remember they said that she ate on this fruit. She ate the fruit, all right. Now, the fruit is what caused us. They had everything that they did not have to touch. They could touch everything in this Garden of Eden, but they were said not to touch this fruit from this tree of life, of knowledge, of everything else that you did not supposed to know. So, being like we're going to talk about Lot's wife, Nosy, she just had to go find something else to spoil what she was already happy in. Now, ladies, you always say we men do that. But if we do, then that means everything I said about us, then this definitely pertains to you being nosy, dipping in stuff that don't have nothing to do with you, especially after it was told, don't worry about it, and you just had to worry about it. Now look at it. Look what goes down. Now, before all this was going on, I'm sure that there was some fucking going on up in this garden. I know they ain't got all these collards and corns and stuff all sitting around and all this other thing, all these fruits and things and one tree that they can't touch that they ain't fucking out there in the woods. That's just me. Because if it had been me, I'd have just told little Eve all two pieces. Every last bit of her. Shoot, ain't nobody else around there. It's somebody, but they so far away. Hey, they ain't going to know. And really, we don't even know we need. We just doing what it is thinking. We saw the monkeys doing it. We saw the damn rotten old doing the shit. I guess that's what we supposed to do. So that's what they were doing. Fuck it. I bet you was a lot of fucking going on in the Garden of Eden. Yes, it was. Now, everybody remember, on my show, we're real. And I'm sure that God has a sense of humor. So if you feel like I'm so wrong, I appreciate you for tuning in and helping my ratings just for tonight. Because you'll be back just to tell your friends how bad it was and everything. But getting back to the fucking and the eating, I'm sure they were getting it down, and as soon, now remember, they've always been naked. As soon as Miss Ole tasted that good old fruit, now her nosy ass gonna sit up there and say, oh, hell, my titty and my pussy out. Damn, I got to hide. Somebody give me some leaves. Put some shit on. Yes, that's what was going on in her mind. Adam's like, what the hell going on? His dick just dangling, going side to side. He's like, fuck, what the hell going on with you? She's like, shit, your dick out. He's like, it ain't. He don't even know what's going on. So she said, here, eat this damn drunk-ass fruit that I drank, that I ate on. So he ate the fruit. And out of eating that fruit, boom, dick out again. It's really out because he can see it. And that's so messed up that you've been all naked. Y'all been cool. Y'all been chilling and everything. And all because y'all tending to something that y'all didn't even supposed to be tending to. Now y'all finding out some other stuff about each other that y'all always had right there but ain't had time to communicate about it. Really? That's how you're doing now? So they put the leaves on. Remember, they start covering up because they was like, oh, we're naked. Now, they've been fucking all in the garden eating and shit. I'm sure they have. And now out of nowhere, oh, we got to put some leaves on. Now, for those of y'all who was, I had someone ask me this week to the same subject. They asked me, they said, so how did they keep the leaf on when everything was, when they was running and everything and all through the woods? I said, well, if it was me and I just found out that she naked, I'd have just poked the damn hole through that leaf, and I'd have kept the leaf on my dick, and she could have figured that shit out her damn self for her. I was thinking about self. I was damn naked. But that was what I would have said. So that's answering your question for those who had asked me that earlier in this week. So I will be coming back. I'm looking for DJ Dog and the crew to see what they feel on this topic that's going on for tonight. This is Neo Soul Night, and I think I need to take it way back to, if you're old as me, and I'm 36, I look 12, I'm 36. You remember the brand new heavy? If you don't, do you remember Lucy Pearl? You know Raphael Sadiq and the In Vogue girls and shit? You don't remember them? Well, I'm going to take you there. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to speak out on this topic tonight with me. Stories that we need to tell the truth on that we never thought about because we were young, but now we've grown and need to be said. 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show. Holla at me. Oh, and don't forget to tweet us. Christy Love MC, or 747 AKAO. I also would like to give, before I leave and give you this new song that's coming out, I like to give a mad shout out to 103NT, Immeasurable, Leviticus Black, and Cooter Bang for last week for helping me out on my show and giving me all that artist music. I got a lot of artists now out of nowhere, boom, falling out of the sky. I said, ooh, when you going to do that again? Ooh, you going to do that again? Look, I had 2 good weeks. I was pressing, and couldn't nobody get nothing to me. Now everybody want to be friends saying and want to say stuff. Hey, if you're not one of those already that started with me, I'm going to have to get you on the next one. So make sure you let me know where you got it, where you're getting it, and send it to me so I can get down. Lucy Pearl, don't mess with my man. Here, 747, AKAO, Real Talk.
Baby, right eye to the west side, up and down my spine, and let you feel what you've been missing. I'm so bonafide. It don't matter where we're at, let me put it on you. I got another man like you, and I can't be your living lover, though I like you.
Finding us, looking for us, liking us, doing comments and things, getting us out there. Craze Radio. It is KRAZERADIO. Craze Radio. I know a lot of you out there have diplomas that you have never used, GEDs that you couldn't even spell, and all of you who can speak Spanish but never graduated whatsoever, I know you can remember Craze Radio on Facebook. It is real simple. So make sure you liking us and letting us know what's on your mind. Hey, if you're just liking the show, go there and check out all our shows. And this is not the only show. I'm just Tuesday night. We have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. Make sure you're checking to see when we're scheduling these episodes that's going on and everything. Go check us out online. Go to www.mediacraze, the same word. It's a word day, KRAZE. MediaCraze.me, and check us out. Get us some views and get us some ratings up so we can get this thing promoted. We're trying to do some new things, and we are right now. We are about to get some things done to, I think we're talking about changing the name. So if we change the name, make sure that you're sticking with us and you have been friends of ours so we can keep up with you to get this new thing that's going on. Secret, secret, I'm keeping it to myself. Yes, I am. So, tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Yes, we were just speaking on Adam and Eve and all the stuff that they could have been doing in this Garden of Eden. We said that, yes, there had to have been some fucking going on, and there was some good fucking going on because they didn't even know they were naked, which means whenever it it just happened. There was no reason to fall down, check and see if somebody licking or nothing. Shoot, they were supposedly the only ones around, but if they were the first, they couldn't have been the only ones. They just was probably the only ones there. But they was doing some other stuff. Yes, they were. Surely was. Now, we're talking about going, we're going to stay in Genesis because It makes it real simple. No one has to fumble around. And we're going to stick all around the 19th chapter of Genesis. If anyone is looking for anything that you don't know that I'm speaking of, hey, I could just be wrong. You listen to them pastors who never told you, so you can still listen to me, and I can still be wrong. But the only thing that's different is that I know if I told you, you're going to look it up. Reason, because you said he cannot know what he's talking about. He's just 747, a.k.a. O. But I'll be going to my not written, book and scriptures of Lamarck Escobar. Yes, it's going to be a new book. We're going to get these advice things out and let everybody know what's going on with these smart thoughts and the things that I can't get out. Oh, look at the time. Moment of silence. It was 7:47. That is what you're going to start doing now, people. At 7:47, we're going to be having a moment of silence. Now, we talked about all these other things going on in the Bible, but around the 19th chapter of Genesis is where we're going to be speaking on Lot. Yes, Lot. He the man that had that pillar of salt wife, that salty woman. Yes. Now, Lot, being that I'm not quoting nothing, we're going to keep all around in the 19th chapter, because if you got any Bibles, we definitely know that you did not use Genesis to smoke from, for all you smokers, because Genesis is in the front, and we know you didn't use Revelation because that's in the back. So I know you got Genesis in your Bibles, and I know you also have Revelations in your Bible. So we're going to stay in the only book that I know, no matter what every piece is in there, because that's the only part everybody's scared to even open up at, the front. You don't even open up in the front of books, so you definitely don't open the front of Bible, especially if you're not even a reader. So we're talking about Lot. Now, a lot of pastors really said that Lot was a great guy and everything. They made him into a really, really good person, you know, because this is what the story so-called comes up. He saved some angels. You know, angels was beautiful. And Sodom and Gomorrah, now remember, we're not saying that that's a funny place. We're saying there was wickedness in there. Nowadays, we have this same wickedness. That same wickedness is what we call pornography now. And there's a lot of other things that's going on. We all had them orgies. Them orgies, you know, getting and touching and the feelings and the things, getting all on, touching on everybody in there, just catching stuff. I wish nowadays, I bet you, matter of fact, a lot of you now wish that you could catch crabs because you're catching AIDS and everything else quicker. Remember when you was one of chuckle woman for crabs? Now you catching AIDS and everything else. I bet you a lot of you guys wish you could catch that crabs. Just a moment, sorry. But anyway, the wickedness that was in Sodom and Gomorrah is what we're talking about, not as far as being wrong or gay. We're talking about Lot and his daughters. Now, no one ever paid attention to Lot and the daughter problem thing that was going on. Yes, he had the wife. They said, we're going to get y'all and all this other stuff. They was coming to get him. He was hiding angels who happened to be beautiful, and they was doing some other stuff in this city that they wanted these beautiful man-like angels. And he told him, no, but you can have my daughter. Now, first of all, he was a man that was going to give up his daughter to some other man to save some angels. Not saying he was wrong. He just was going to give up his daughter to be raped and touched on and everything instead of them letting them catch these men. These women, now, you know, back then, certain daughters, the fathers kept the daughters as virgins. Yes, they kept them as virgins, people. Now, just because they say she was a virgin, that does not mean they didn't do it in the booty. I just thought I'd let you know that. Because, you know, the mind frames back then were different than the way it is now. So just in case you didn't know, a lot of that Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't that it was gay. It was just a wicked place where people were doing orgies and things, getting themselves all putting things in holes that they saw was there, like belly button holes and any hole they could find. They were just poking stuff, and they was enjoying the poke. So because of all this poking, they were just trying to get some extra poke. But God, I don't know how the story went because I don't want to quote it wrong. So we're going to go to the 19th chapter and things and go to, let me see, how far can I go? I don't want to go too far because I want to get to what he was doing to his daughter. Now, remember, I did say he was giving his daughters up to be touched by other beings. Now, that's a father. Ain't that a father? Really? You going to give your daughters up to save two men? I'm just saying. Now, remember, he told his wife and them, they said, oh, don't turn around and you'll be something else. You'll be some big-ass thing of salt. Yeah, she was nosy. That happened. But did you know that also in that Bible that we spoke on around the 19th, it's the 19th chapter, and I'll say the 30th verse, around there, that's when it talks about Lot going into the mountains with his daughter. Now, just because your daughter's a virgin, that does not mean that they ain't fucked. I'm telling you, parents, this is a new era now. These girls is doing new things, and nowhere, yes, they still can be virgin, but a lot of them have taken it in the ass. All booty hole pokes. Yes, that's what's going on. So check your daughters. Tell them just because you checking everything else, that does not mean. You haven't done yourself. And just because she say, I ain't doing it, she may not be doing it, but that don't mean she ain't getting poked in the ass. So make sure you check her. When she go into that bathroom and she shit, you make sure she grunt. If she don't grunt and come out like wind, you need to talk to her because there's something going on within your daughter. But, yes, what was going on, they was up in these mountains, and being they were so far out in the mountains, there was no one around. These girls had no one around but the daddy. Notice I said the daddy. Now, you can fake Poppy, that's Spanish still for daddy, from what I hear. Daddy, daddy, daddy. A lot of you ladies, I don't see what makes you want to call some other man and lay all up on him and name him daddy. I'm just saying, just being honest, that don't feel or sound incest-like to you to hear some grown person call you daddy and they doing a sex act to you and that's the only name they could call you. That's just me. I'm just real like that. I'm sorry if I done pissed anybody off, but that's just how I am. I just don't want to be called daddy. No, that just feels like you're molesting somebody wrong or doing something you ain't got no business. But anyway, while they were in this mountain, they had been there for a while, and there was no men. And the oldest daughter, who happened to probably was just super hot in the ass, because I don't see what make a daughter say this out of herself. Now, remember, just because they said that this happened, they were doing things, whatever, that does not mean that there was no other people around. They were just not close by. Remember, not close by. So the oldest daughter took it upon herself to say, man, fuck this. I got to get me some dick. And the only dick around here, because I ain't going to walk down this big-ass mountain no damn more, is my damn daddy. So I'm going to have to talk my little sister bitch and tell her ass, look, this the deal. We're going to have to figure out how we're going to talk this man into getting right. And once we get right on it, we can walk away and act like it ain't happened. How we going to do that? The older daughter said, let's get his ass drunk. Let's get him toe up drunk. Now, remember, I'm paraphrasing from the 19th chapter of Genesis, from the 30th to 38th. 30th verse, 38th verse. Remember that. 19th chapter for all y'all who have never been there in the Bible. I'm just letting you know. I'm paraphrasing now. Ain't nothing worse I'm saying is in there. So you will have to read it. But I'm paraphrasing so I can get this all in 2 hours because, you know, the Bible is long. So anyway, she said, let's get him drunk. The younger daughter said, I don't know if we should do this thing because, you know, this is my daddy. But she said, the older daughter said, hell no, fuck that. That's a long damn walk down this damn mile, down this damn mountain. I am not finna go down there to look for no damn dick, but I got dick up here. And if we get his ass drunk, he ain't even going to worry about it any motherfucking way because he ain't going to damn it know. So what the oldest daughter did, she got old Papa Duke drunk as fuck. And guess what she did after that? Yes, she did. She did the unthinkable. She incest her ass all top on his dang A-length. Yes, she did. She stroked him and hoped him and did some other stuff and did it among herself because the sister left. The younger sister left. You never knew that, did you? It's in there. If you keep on reading, is in there. Remember, Genesis 19 chapter 30 through the 38. And if you keep reading it, it goes on and on and on. But yes, she got up on her daddy. And I'm sure that's where she called him, daddy. His dumb drunk self never knew. And he probably had been doing it because just because his daughter, like we said, he's living in this place. He's hiding men to give up daughters. So for some reason, I think them daughters was doing a little bit more because he tried to offer them as virgins. And who offers virgins just like that unless they want virgins? Lying. What you think? Most of you women have said you was virgin. You know you was a virgin. No, you won't. No way, ain't it. You had dicks all up in you. You just didn't want that dick that was coming to know that you had all them dicks in. So don't lie to yourself. So the oldest daughter just made sure she got herself and had her drunk-ass daddy enjoying himself with this woman, his daughter. Now, later on, after all this had went down, there just happened to be another moment, and she talked her and her little sister into getting this joker done again. But this time, when it happened, it happened. They were stroking at a stroking, the two daughters that enjoyed themselves on Papa Duke, and Papa Duke enjoyed himself also. Now, I'm not going to go too much further because I know I got you interested in what's really going on in here. Notice there's really not a lot of stuff that you would have said about Sodom and Gomorrah because that's just something that we don't need to keep posting and talking about. Tell the truth about it. It was a wicked place. It's the same wicked place that we have now with all this pornography and orgies going everywhere. All this other stuff that's going on is in this world that was going on there. It was just a place that it was popping, and nowadays we've just been trying to point fingers and say this was going on. Everybody back then was doing it in the booty. Read about it. That's how you would keep them virgins. What, you think they were just sitting around holding this pussy, sitting there where nobody can get it? No. They were digging them down in them asses because they could. I mean, what was the woman going to say? No. No, she was going to get her ass whooped and choked unconscious until she did. Yes, she was. That's just how it was going back then, and you should know that. But if you don't know it, that's cool. Hey, we're going to keep talking about it. Now, remember, this is Neo Soul Night, so I'm going to make sure that we have a lot of Neo Soul going on and a lot of peppy peps and a lot of slow stuff. So no matter what you do, make sure you tune it in every Tuesday night, and matter of fact, every night. Check and see if there's a show going on Craze Radio for Facebook, 747 AKAO at Twitter, or Christy Love NC, same at Twitter, dial 646-200-0883, and press 1 if you'd like to talk to any of us on any of those nights. See, I fooled you again, didn't I? Yeah. Just make sure that you're getting yourselves on to find us and get us out there. Immeasurable, we like to say, give you kisses, because March 1st, we heard that single will be able to be downloaded, bought, albums, everything. The single is coming. It is going to be out March the 1st. You've heard it here. We're not going to play it because that way you can Google it. Google it, buddy, and look them up, Immeasurable 3. You can look up Yana and all of them, Victoria and Ronnie, all of them on there. Just put a 3 on Immeasurable, and we'll work with it. So let me see. What we're going to do, I'm going to go to something that you ladies may need to hear for today, because I like Neo Soul, and who's better to do Neo Soul than a true Neo Soul that can make you feel all weak down in the bottom? Hey, and I'm not talking about his singing. He got an addiction. Eric Bonet, Real Love on the 747, AKAO, Real Talk, Real Show.
When the morning comes and you're asleep by my side, cherish a word that could describe how our love has stood the many tests of time in our lives. There's a whirlwind of changes this life may bring. live a life deserving of this joy. Get to me, oh, to me. Now you got your funny way, girl. Lord knows I've got mine. Still we keep on.
Right there, got a dick addiction. He gonna poke it no matter where is it. Yeah, that was Eric Benet, Real Love. He can sing himself off the cane. He can sing, but you get in his area, you gonna get your ass. Well, that's how it goes with Eric Benet. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O Show. Real talking, real talking. Yes, this that show. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you like to speak with me. And remember, you have to press 1 so I can get your views on what's going on right now in your mind. If you feel like something was funny, hey, let me know. If you feel like something that was on your mind that you felt like you didn't know and you want to express it, or you like the music, let me know. Make sure you tell also all your friends to go to www.mediacrave.me. Okay? Tell them to go to Facebook also under Craze Radio. KRAVERADIO, Craze Radio, and be a friend of ours so you can know what's going on and every week what the new show is going to be and all the funny things going on. Next week, I'm thinking about having a prank call night. Yes, get your prank calls ready. I need you to prank call me, and we're going to see what's going on with any funny guys or any funny ladies that can really prank call. I'm going to play along with you. You play along with me, and we're going to see who can get that laugh out of me. And things really got to be funny. If I make you laugh first next week, you lose. Yes, we'll be giving out some of those 747 AKA O's real fake prizes. Yes, real fake prizes. That's exactly what's going to be, fake prizes that will be real to me but be fake to you. Just letting you know early, because I am not funding nothing to give to nobody yet until I see that y'all want to speak out loud. All these ones coming up, and when I get to you, you don't want to speak. But this is Neo Soul Night, and I'm loving Neo Soul because of the fact that it says a lot of things that you need to express, and it said the way you want to say it. Like the stuff that he just done, that Eric Benet just did, them little high extras and things. That thing, I don't know what it is that for a man to sound like a girl that turn a woman on. That's just something new to me. But, hey, if that's what happens, that's what gets you where it gets. That's what you do. Ain't that right, fellas? Yes, that's right. So I'm loving this Neo Soul thing. A lot of these people that they don't get recognized the way they're supposed to. So I figured I'll come and find all these neo-soulers that we've had that sing and do great things, I wanted to make sure that I had them on my show all together. No one else, this just their night, neo-soul artists. Everybody, neo-soul artists, the music that we don't listen to and that we need to be listening to. Tonight we were talking about Adam and Eve fucking in the garden. We were talking about Lot fucking his daughters in the mountains too. See, a lot of this stuff, they said a lot of things in the Bible, but you never really paid attention to it. Also, a quick food for thought. They never used the word fuck, sex, doing it, hunching, humping, intercourse. None of them words were used. Ding-a-ling, slanging, nothing. Those words weren't used back then. What they were using was the word dun, 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 dun. No. N-O. Not that no. K-N-O-W. Know of you. Now look it up. Check it out. The word no was the way that they interpreted if they were fucking or not fucking. Like if they would come to a woman and say, Monique, where are you fucking 747? And if she said, no, I do not know of him, or I know of him not, or I don't know of him, that means that dick has not been in Monique. You see what I'm saying? Just examples. That's how you do it. So what goes down is the word no was letting them know if you have been together, if y'all were screwed, or he had did her back inside. Now remember, no means inside these pussies and things. Have they been intimate? Have they done that extra, extra? Remember that. Next time you ask somebody, as a matter of fact, somebody asks you, hey, you know them? And you're like, hey, no, I don't know them. And you know you done fucked the hell out of them. Yeah, that's your problem. You're lying on yourself. So remember that. I meant to tell y'all that word, no. All of y'all who don't know, this is the 747 AKA O show. Real talking. Real talking. Now, I'm going to some more of these Neo Soul songs, and I'm going to come back and see if I got any listeners that want to tell me how they're liking the show tonight or how they're liking the music for tonight, because I really don't want to get too far in a book, a Bible, because of me. Y'all know how I speak and how I do, so I don't want you to go back and say, he said this, and he said that. I want you to go look it up yourself so you can help people like me who's going to say the stuff like this. Hey, this is me. This is how I talk. So until you understand it, that's all I can do is let you learn it. This is Maxwell, A Woman's Work. Let's get down, y'all. 747, a.k.a. OSHA.
Nah, there's no butterflies and sweaty hands. You be checking your phone all times of the night. I was completely out of character. Wow, man. Homies calling me, I went answering. It felt good, though. Definitely felt good. It was like this.
I was so moved by her touch. She kept it radiant. Every man wanted some of her. No sense in chasing it. But I kept you in my dream, hoping it would come true. And you finally let me in, and I'm falling for you. And now she's my heart and my core. She keeps breathing me, heating me, doubting my soul. And it's driving me crazy. I done been no control. Lost my gravity suddenly. Now everyone knows. Now
tuning in, you probably tuning in. Yes, I am the guy that said Adam and Eve was fucking in the woods out there in that garden of Eden. Yes, I'm the one saying it because I'm seeing y'all popping in. So I'm sure that someone told you that I was doing that. Yes, that was me. I'm the one that said it. Thank you for the race. This is the 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you're telling all your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Check every single day to see what we're scheduling for the next episodes that's coming on and all the new episodes is popping off with us. Every day we're having something going on. So check us out. Make sure you go to Facebook and check us out at Craze Radio. Make sure you're tweeting us at Twitter, and that's at 747 AKAO or at Chrissy Love NC. And check us out and let us know what's going on your minds. You know, leave some comments and say, make sure you be a friend with us on Facebook so we can let you know what's going on with this new thing that we're about to be doing. And it's a hush-hush secret. So make sure you tell your friends so you got to stick it in and make sure you tune it in. If you're not tuning in on any night, make sure you tune in on Tuesday night because I'm the only one that may slip a little bit to tell you something. No, but I might. So I'm just letting you know just in case. If you want to know what's going on with this new Craze Radio thing, you need to make sure you're sticking around. If you're doing music, make sure you're sticking around and getting with us and keeping up with us what's going on our pages because we're going to have a lot of new things that's going on. I got a lot of artists that's trying to get heard, and we're trying to get those people heard, but the only way I can get them heard is if you and your friends let everybody know that they're going to be doing other things here. We're going to be doing new things. The topic tonight is on stories in the Bible that we needed the unedited truth about them. We talked about Lot, and I never did tell you. Now, remember, I told you to go to the 19th chapter of Genesis and then go to the 30 through the 38th verse so I can tell you about all this fucking that the daddy was doing with his daughters. Now, remember, we did tell you that the daughters, they did to themselves. Yeah, they got them drunk and fucked them. The only problem is, after they done fucked them and all this other shit that went down, they made babies with this man. Their daddy. Yes, it's in there. You don't have to believe me. Now, remember, the pastors, they never say that. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. So I'm not the one that you need to be looking at saying that, yeah, you said it. Yeah, okay, that's cool. But But I ain't never said that I was the dude that is supposed to have been telling you that. I'm just telling you the truth that's sitting right there. If you read it, you'll know. Don't just listen to your pastor. Make sure you go check it out yourself, because they're not telling you everything. Remember, in the Bible, it also says, and they tell us, to honor thy father and thy mother. And it also says, do not provoke your kids under the anger. That's right up under it. But they never say that, because them parents do that just to fuck with you, to get you to believe what they believe. It's like, do as I say, but not as I do. Remember, that is a saying that they made up. Now, if you're using that same saying, then you were just as dumb back then as you are now. You get it? You was a stupid ass. That's what was going on. We did speak to say that if Eve knows her ass, hadn't wanted to eat the fruit, she wouldn't have never had to wear them damn leaves, and the leaves wouldn't have always never been on. So his dick wouldn't have had to poke through the leaf so it could stay on, because I'm sure they weren't smart enough to wrap no vines and stuff. That's just a picture that we tell, but I think he just held that thing like your boy's doing now, holding your pants up. So I'm thinking he just hold the little leaf, and then when it was about time to do it, that he poked the hole through the leaf to keep it on. Now, her, on the other hand, I don't know how she kept that thing. She probably just sat on one of them pine cones or something. But anyway, that's how they kept the stuff going on. Now, remember, make sure you press a 1 to let me know that you need to say something or want to say something. Now, also, press 1 again, I guess, so you don't want me to speak. Because if I see that 1, maybe, maybe not, I'm going to come to you and see what's going on with your mind. This is Neo Soul Night. Now, there were some other stories that I would like to speak on, but hey, if that's the case, if I do that, then we have in church, and I'm going to have to ask for an offering. And believe me, I'm going to ask for a mission, a general, and a communion offering. So I'm going to make sure that I get all my pennies, every last dime to the cent, and we do not make change. If you got a $5 bill, you got to throw that motherfucker in the damn place. Yes, that's what's going on. Remember, tonight is Neo Soul Night, and nothing, nothing is Neo Soul without this lady. I love you, girl. Jill Scott. Hate on me.
If I could give you the world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
baby.
Held it down and the bills got paid.
She said, go ahead, baby.
Go ahead. And when God blesses us, I want a Lexus.
With a Halloween mansion in the hunting.
Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you're telling all your friends that we're on and that you're dialing 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. I got a lot of these ones coming on because I want a lot of people to tell what they feel about what I really spoke on tonight. If you like it, that's cool. If you don't like it, that's cool too. I never said I was being a pastor tonight and trying to win nobody or nothing. I was just trying to explain to you some of the stuff that we real people supposedly looked at and paid attention to. So I do have some people on. Let me go to the lines. Let me see who this is real quick and see if I can get them. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is the 747, a.k.a. O Real Talk Show. And you're talking to 747. Who am I speaking with?
Angela.
Hey, Angela, how you doing? Is there anything that's on your mind that you feel that you want to say on this show tonight because of the topic, the songs, or anything that's going on in your life?
The show is nice. I like the show. After I get off work, it's stress-free. Help me relieve stress.
I'm glad.
But I like your show the last Tuesday, though. I didn't know anything about the Valentine's Day thing.
Well,
I've never heard of that before.
Did you go and Google it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, as long as you Google it, you have to make sure, just because I say it, that don't make it right. We're here for real things, so I want you to always, whatever I say, hey, even if I'm lying, at least I know you went to go check it out to see the truth.
Yeah, I always Google stuff, so
okay.
I did check.
With the music, are you enjoying the music?
Yeah, I love the music. I can't get with this new stuff that they have on the radio these days.
I'm old, foolish.
Yeah, the music is good.
Okay, I see we got Look fans too, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Angela, for coming on. I'm finna go see if what's going on with everyone else on here that's pressing these ones. But I do appreciate you for letting me know how I'm doing on this show and everything that's on your heart for tonight. I thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right, that was Angela. Let me know what was on her damn mind, whatever that shit is. Hey, this is the deal. I'm looking for the next person to tell me what's on their mind. Is it for today? Was it for yesterday? Was it for last week? Hey, let me know. I'm going to see who this is. Let me check this person. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Dang, got a smile on somebody's face. I heard a grin there. This is the 747 show, ma'am. And who am I speaking with?
Christy Love.
Hey, Christy Love, man, you look. I was finna flirt. I said, "Dang, she sounds good. I get tired of your pretty voice. What do you want?"
I just wanted to call, and especially after your last caller, she said that she really liked last week's show. That really was a good show. But I was calling to make a small announcement.
Make it, girl.
Okay. The show that you did last week, the Truth About Valentine's Day, and you also showcased a couple of local artists, Leviticus Black, Kuda Bang.
Yeah.
103 ENT, and you also had a Crazy Radio premiere of Immeasurable song,
right.
Change Me.
Right.
And I just want to let you know that as of today, that show has the highest rating of all of the Crazy Radio shows that have aired since November.
Wow. I just did a tinkle on myself. Ooh, excuse me, people. That's
yeah.
So good. Thanks, boss.
I wish I had some applause. Don't we got some applause or something going on?
Oh,
but
I don't know.
I just want
I don't know. Maybe what happened was that I had already you beat me. Dang. I didn't get to touch your problem.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call and let you know. I was about to send you a text, and I was actually going to email out the stats yesterday. And I said, well, let me wait another day, and I'm glad I did. So, yeah.
I'm glad.
Over 1,100 listeners or listens since last Tuesday for that episode. So, and the number keeps increasing. Like,
yeah, buddy.
Every hour. So,
hey,
so once again, congratulations.
Thank you. That means everybody fucked last week for free. It was cheap business week. Woo! I feel good. Thanks, boo.
Okay, so whatever you did last week, I mean, keep it up.
Thanks, boss. Yeah, that is my boss. Okay. That's Christy Love, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Christy Love, and say bye. Yes. That is the boss. That's the lady that keeps me going on here. I've been looking for some of my other people. A lot of people had already came on, but they fell off. I don't know where you went. Please call back. Let me know what happened to you, because I know you said you want to speak, but you fell off. I don't know where you at. So until you come back, I can't do nothing with you. Leviticus Black, I know you're out there. You supposed to have said something to me. I can't find you. Also, 103. I've been looking at 103 NT because we're going to try to do maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks I need some new stuff. And let if you have any new stuff or stuff that you haven't heard, I want to get that out because I got new artists that's trying to do new things, and I want them to actually, we're going to battle. We're going to do some rushing and flushing to see whose is better for that night. Now, remember, we're going to be flipping coins, so whatever coin songs come up, whoever's up, that's the songs and those are the people that's battling for that night. We just go throw some songs up and see which song is better for that night, just for one or two. That's it, one or two, one or two. They're not saying that that song wouldn't beat another song. We're just letting it be known for that song that they battled. It didn't make it for that night, okay? So tell all your friends, it's going to be a battle night in 3 weeks. We're going to have a battle night. Your song that you want to play against their song that they want to play. Yes, here on the 747 AKA O Show, it will be here. Remember, I said it, and we are real here. Tell your friends, you're going to pick your song that you're going to battle someone with. You're not going to know who you're battling, so make sure that you do your best in 3 weeks. Tell all your friends, the artists and all of them, the same rap, do whatever. You're going to be battling on 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show. We're going to get the people to tell you if you're garbage. We're going to get the people to tell you if you're good. And if you are garbage, take that criticism because I can put you on mute. So remember, if you can't take it, don't send that garbage-ass music to this radio station because I'm going to make sure that everybody tells you the truth on it because that's what we want, right? We want the truth. We want you to feel good about yourself that you played this bullshit-ass music to everybody and wanted all the folks on the world and all your friends have been lying to you. We want you to understand that they have been lying to you. I'm going to make sure that your bullshit get out, okay? So tell your friends, tonight is Neo Soul night. We're playing number Neo Soul artists, nothing but Neo Soul artists, artists that you don't know, artists that you do know. We're doing, we talked about a lot of Bible things, but I would like to ask the other people, that if you want to tell me something that's on your mind about what I spoke on tonight, let me know. If you want to speak on last week, which is a good deal because I don't like to look back at my show because each show I want to get better, and I only can get better with you people, my fans, my friends, and all the folks that's trying to help me and support this show. So make sure you're telling all your people, all your friends, you're posting it, let it be known that this is the only place right now that you can get that controversy because I don't want nothing that Oprah going to talk about. Oprah don't care about Oprah no more. I want to be that raw one, the one that everybody said, oh, man, hold up, we don't need to listen to him. Yes, let me be banned because as quick as I get banned, there's as quick as we as people, crazy radio, can get up out of here. You see what I'm saying? We're doing big things, and we want to make sure that California and everybody around is listening to us, that we're the best. And if we're not, we're going to beat the best because, hey, we're just starting real good, and we even got up further than we thought we would faster. So tell your friends to start tuning in because the things that we do is really fantastic. If you just listen long enough, 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show. Go to Facebook. Craze Radio, like us, be our friends. Make sure you tell your friends to like us, be your friends. Tell them to tell their friends to tell their friends. You see what is the little pattern that I'm trying to do? I'm trying to promote us so we can get your word heard. The more you call, the more you press on one, the more you can get to say out here and let people know how you feel. You pissed the fuck off. Call on the 747 show and say, look, motherfucker, you little short bitch. Yes, I'm tired of y'all bitches. Yes, say it. Say it the way you want to say it. And don't worry, I'm going to come back at you the same way. So we'll all be the same type of people. I'm not mad and you won't be mad. We'll just be cursing each other out on the air. And everybody can just argue with us. Remember that. Tell your friend. 646-200-0883. And press 1. Remember, you have to press 1 if you would like to talk to me.
Still I'm running in place. No matter how hard I
don't remember him, that's Raphael Sadiq singing 100 Yard Dash, and that was a fast song. That's that new neo soul. If you haven't looked him up, he's still doing big things. He's still one of the number one neo soul artists of all time. I'm your host, 747, this AKA O. This is the 747 AKA O Real Talk Show. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. We've talked about a lot of things, the nakedness of Adam and Eve doing it in the bushes and things in the woods. We talked about Lot touching on his daughters and making babies with his daughters and why you shouldn't be calling your man daddy, because that's like incest type talk. But, hey, that's just my view. But remember, make sure you're telling your friends that in 3 weeks we're going to be doing other things and having a battle out between the song of artists against another song of an artist. They're going to battle each other with their song. That's what's going to go happen in 3 weeks. So I'm just letting you know what's going on with that. I was sitting there to myself, yes, and sometimes when I sit to myself, I go to the other thoughts. We've had our night. We went through our music, and we still got new music and things. But I still like to tell you fathers and you these women that have these kids, spend some time with your children, because you have smart kids nowadays. And I was thinking to myself, like, my nephew, I love this dude to death. He's very smart. He's real smart. He's about 5 years old. He's 5 years old in age, but he's like, I don't know, 21 in the brain, literally 21 in the brain. Now, he's still young. Remember, he's 5 years old, and it's just a story I like to tell, and I'm sure if you heard the story, hey, you must have already know me and my nephew how we get down. But anyway, one day me and my nephew was sitting out there. We decided to play charade. But we had kids charade, so we had to do it with pictures and everything, right? So we had the pictures pulled up. Everybody did things. We was going, doing our little charade thing. I did mine, boom. It was a pen. Boom. The next person they did theirs, it was a TV show and everything. Getting off the subject, but now I went to my little nephew, and it was his turn. Now, he done called out. He done looked and seen what's going on and everything, so we gave him a picture. Now, he didn't do the picture. Now, this is what goes on. We show him the picture, and we said, all you got to do is act that out. He said, oh, okay, I can act that out. He's going like, boom and bam, good gracious. I don't know what that meant. So we're screaming out loud, guns, bullets, fire. He's like, no, y'all wrong. Y'all ain't even close. We're like, boo, ha, ha, ha. So I'm like, what in the world is going on? This is what's going on. He shows me the picture. Now, I'm looking at the picture. It's a cloud with a spark on it. The arrow is pointing at the spark. So everyone's saying he said it starts with an S. So we're trying to figure out, what is he talking about? What are you talking about? We're saying, you're stopping something, so-and-so this. And I'm looking at it. I don't know what is going on. They saying it's thunder. He's like, no, that's wrong. We're like, Dad, what is going on? He's like, it's lightning. That's what it was supposed to be. He's like, no. So we asked him, and remember, he said it started with an S. So we said, hey, man, what is it? He said, man, oh, y'all wrong. Y'all ain't smart. I ain't even graduated. And I can tell you, this is a thunderstorm, whole thing. And I love him. And if you're listening now, I like to tell Amir, dog, you my neuro. I love you, man. Hey, this is the 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show. And I don't want to just leave you. I want to go on and get you all high off of something funny like, or get you all feeling good inside. So, ladies, if you don't do this, you may not do cocaine, but you'll do Robin Thicke. I don't wanna be the only one, no way. I tell you what, she sure is a woman. If you ever seen that video, she can get a piece of me. I know that's right. Thick is beautiful. Yes, it is. And she got some swag. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747 AKA O. Make sure you're telling all your friends to dial 646-200-0883 every Tuesday night, 7 to 9. Go to www.mediacraze.me or www.crazeradio.com, and you can find everything that's going on with us. Go to Facebook and check us out under Craze Radio. You can go on Twitter and check us out at 747-AKA-O or at Christy Love NC. This is how we get down. There's a lot of things that went down tonight. We talked about Adam and Eve fucking in the woods and the trees and the leaf poking hole dicks out the hole of the leaf and things and how he was getting it in the bushes and stuff. We talked about Lot fucking his damn daughters. Literally, he was fucking his daughters. So we talked about that because we wanted to let it be known, this daddy talk, y'all, that's just incest talk. Stop sitting up there talking like that. Now, I'm seeing people on the line. I'm finna go to the line. I'm seeing folks out of, let me see who this is. Let me check. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Okay, this is the 747 AKA O Show, and anything that was on your mind that you like to show, music, anything that you would like to say, ma'am?
I mean, it was good or whatever, but the Adam and Eve, it make you think a lot about stuff, but other than that, it was good.
Yeah, okay. Well, just as long as it make you think about things. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to change anyone's religion. I'm not trying to change anyone's mind on things. I just want them to really pay attention. Look, we grown now. There ain't no need for us to not think. You know what was going on in them trees. You know what happened after the fact. You know, a lot of us act like we don't know, but we really do know. And back then when we were kids, we didn't pay attention. So it was a lot of stuff, you know, there was a lot of stuff that people said that was right, and they didn't tell you the whole truth. They just told you a little bit of the truth. So that's just what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And can we ask your name, ma'am? Because, you know, a lot of people, when they call, they don't even want to be known. So I've had a person, and you look like you're far away. I'm looking at your number. You're way out there, darling. So, out there, yes, I want you to tell us how you're feeling about the show. And being that you did say that you liked it, I want you to tell us, really, is this a show that you're trying to listen to every Tuesday when you can?
Yeah.
Laugh at, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're grinning, because this is all for entertainment, I make sure that you have a smile on your face. And remember, everybody's going to love you. You know why, Boo?
Yeah. Because
you're the bookie, but Kiki. Hey, I am so glad that we had these people calling in to tell me what's going on with them and everything. So we out. I think I got about 4 more minutes. So I'm going to laugh us on out with who? Okay, this is what I'm going to do. The next person that calls me, the next song that I'm going to either play will be Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Chrisette Michelle, or let me see who we want to put in, or Urban Mystic. So the next one, already? Let me see who this is. Never mind. I know who that is. I'm not going to talk to you because you irk my damn nerves on occasion. So, remember, 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Matter of fact, let's go back to who I was just speaking with. She never told us her name, but I don't remember her. So, let's go back to her. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, out of those 4 or 5 people that I said, which one would you rather hear right now, this moment?
I guess D'Angelo, it don't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter, so it's my choice?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I love a woman that gives me a choice. Thank you, darling. And you can't get
You're
no
welcome.
Better. Woo! You better stop talking to me like that. I might be an accident husband guy. Stop playing. This is the 747 AKA O Show. I'm your host. I'm seeing the one. Let me see who this one is before I put on this last song. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Dad, who is this?
This is Daphne.
Wow. I'm glad you're calling on the 747 AKA O Show. You know you're late.
I'm not.
Anybody you want to say hey to before I put on this last song, dog?
No, you just said hey to all my peeps.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put on this song, and I am so happy that you called and let us know what's going on with you. All right, darling?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I put that in your pocket. Say that, because I might need to use it later.
Gotcha.
You're so mad. Yes, I'm so happy these ladies are calling in like they're calling, so I'm going to put in what I want to listen to because she said I could. We wanted some of them men that really can sing, ladies, Urban Misty, and he refused.
Yo, baby.
What's up?
What we had was so special.
Yeah, I know.
What you doing now?
Left my man back at the 9 to 5, just trying to make things work.
I never thought I'd see you again.
And I never thought I'd see you again.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
But that's just how things happen.
Yeah, I know. I want to have you one more time.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what's odd?
What is it?
Listen.
What are the odds of me bumping into you again?
One in a million.
What are the odds of me seeing my first lover friend?
Two in a million.
It's been 2 years since we both graduated. I still can feel how we both celebrated. I can't get over your voice on my phone. We've been apart for so long.
Don't stop me too
away. My patience is off the door, babe.
And that's it, 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk, Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Holler at me. Got the ball. Yeah.